I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 53 of the 80%. Today, we'll talk about passive income, particularly the common misconceptions about it. Are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte at ako ay isang registered financial planner. Since 2007, nagbibigay na ako ng financial advice through my blog entitled Ready to Be Rich. And I continue this advocacy through this podcast kung saan pag-uusapan natin ang mga effective strategies kung paano ba yumaman. Thank you for tuning in. And now, on to the show. Kung mahilig ka magbasa ng mga personal finance blogs at mga libro tungkol sa money management, I'm sure you've already encountered the concept of passive income. That is, income that you earn with little or no effort. Ang opposite ng passive income is, of course, active income, which refers to the money that you earn from working. Matagal na ang concept ng passive income pero una ko itong na-encounter sa libro ni Robert Kiyosaki na Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Nasa bahay ako noon ng isa kong friend at sinusundo ko kasi siya dahil may gimmick kaming magkakabarkada. Nagbibihis pa lang siya noon kaya sabi ko, magtitingin-tingin muna ako dun sa bookshelf niya habang hinihintay ko siya mag-ready. At dito ko nga unang nakita yung kopya niya ng Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I was browsing through the book nang biglang lumabas ang friend ko sa kwarto niya at sinabi niyang okay daw yung hawak ko na libro. At kung gusto ko raw ay hiramin ko muna dahil tapos niya na itong basahin. Habang papunta kami sa Makati dahil doon ang meeting place naming magkakaibigan para manood ng sine, hindi napigilan ng kaibigan ko na ikwento sa akin ang tungkol sa libro na pinahiram niya sa akin. I can still remember, he was really fascinated by the concept of passive income at sobrang excited siya habang sinasabi niya sa akin na yun na raw ang goal niya. Which was interesting because itong kaibigan kong ito, marami siyang gustong bilhin at gawin sa buhay. And ang pagkakaalam ko nga, nag-iipon siya para makabili ng sarili niyang kotse noong time na yon. Mukhang matagal-tagal mo pa akong susunduin kapag may lakad tayo. Kasi bala kong wag na munang bumili ng kotse. Doodads kasi yun eh, sabi niya. Anong doodads? Tanong ko. Malalaman mo yan sa libro na pinahiram ko. Doodads yung mga bagay na gastos lang at hindi importante, sagot niya. Totoo naman na magastos ang may kotse, pero importante rin naman ito, sabi ko. Lalo na kung ginagamit mo naman ito para sa trabaho mo at importante para sa akin na makabili ka ng kotse. Kasi hindi ka naman nagbibigay ng panggasolina kahit hatid sundo kita kapag may lakad tayo. Simula nung mabasa ko ang Rich Dad, Poor Dad, katulad ng kaibigan ko, para bang naging obsessed kami sa pagkakaroon ng passive income. In fact, tulad nung binalak nung kaibigan ko, instead of buying a car, he bought a condo unit that he planned to rent out. Ako naman, nainggit, kaya ang naisip ko naman, magnegosyo. I started a small business. Then, both of us, we explored investing in the stock market. Sa libro kasi ni Kiyosaki, rental properties, investments, and businesses are the best sources of passive income, sabi niya. At ang naging goal namin noon ay makapag-build ng enough passive income every month para pwede na kaming mag-resign at hindi na namin kailangan magtrabaho. Because as it was written in Rich Dad, Poor Dad, we don't have to work for money anymore because money will now be working for us. My fascination with passive income continued for many years since that day when I first read about it. Nalaman ko siya nung nagtatrabaho pa ako sa isang opisina at dinala ko siya until na naging freelancer ako at maski yung pagtatayo ko talaga nung mga iba't ibang businesses ko. As I consumed more books about money management and even attended financial seminars thereafter, building passive income became the single and most important goal of my life. I wanted to retire young and to retire rich, and passive income is the key, yan ang sabi ko noon. It took me a few years before I realized that this perspective has been wrong. Well, hindi naman talaga mali. Okay ang may passive income. Sino ba naman ang ayaw na kumita ng pera kahit na hindi nagtatrabaho? It's actually necessary if you want to build wealth fast and become rich. Ang na-realize ko lang ay, I approached the concept of passive income the wrong way. I considered passive income as my ticket out of the corporate world and that it would give me the freedom to do anything I want. Pero hindi pala. Nakaka-inspire ang mga stories na nababasa ko tungkol sa mga taong na-achieve ang financial freedom because they were able to build huge amounts of passive income. However, most if not all of these inspirational stories, they're just summaries of what they've been through. They simply tell the highlights of their journey. The more inspirational stories that I read or listen to, the more that I believed that building passive income was simple and easy. That it was just a matter of acquiring more assets, more income-generating assets, than liabilities. And sometimes, these stories, they oversimplify the process of creating passive income. Na para bang basta mag-invest ka lang, magtayo ka ng negosyo, bumili ka ng rental property, then yayaman ka na. What I've learned from experience, hindi siya ganun kasimple. And if you continue believing in passive income this way, then you'll soon feel disappointed and frustrated because you'll realize that building passive income actually requires a lot of hard work. Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to tell you about eToro. If you want to invest and trade the global markets like US stocks, commodities, forex, cryptocurrencies, and others, then check out eToro, my trusted multi-asset broker with an online community of millions of investors and traders from around the world. One of their coolest features is Copy Trader, which allows you to copy other successful traders on eToro in just one click to easily automate your investing or trading. Sign up today and get a $100,000 practice account. Just go to bit.ly/openetoro account. That's bit.ly/openetoro account. Again, that's bit.ly/openetoro account. All small letters. Do you want to invest in real estate for as low as 1,000 pesos? Then check out Flint PH, the first tech-enabled, low-cost Philippine real estate crowdfunding platform that is made for investors who would like to invest in Philippine real estate properties. Flint provides a fixed and safe return on investment, especially for those looking to earn passive income. Flint is open to anyone at any time, even to those who are based outside the Philippines. Sign up for a free account today and visit bit.ly/flintph. That's bit.ly/flintph. Again, that's bit.ly/flintph. All small letters. That's it. Now, let's go back to our episode. There's no instant formula to building passive income. It requires time, commitment, and hard work. Isa yan sa mga pinakamalaki kong realization that passive income is not for the lazy. Noong una, gusto ko ng passive income kasi pagod na ako magtrabaho, tinatamad na ako magtrabaho. Pero yun pala, nung nagtayo ako ng business, mas mahirap pala, mas maraming oras ang kailangan mo magtrabaho para kumita ng pera. Kapag tinatamad ka magtrabaho, okay lang na pumetics or maging happy-go-lucky sa opisina. Basta huwag ka lang malilate pumasok at huwag kang a-absent ay kumpleto ang makukuha mong sweldo kahit na wala kang nagagawang trabaho. Pero kapag may sarili kang negosyo, lalo na sa unang taon, nako, kapag madalas kang tinatamad mag-work, for sure, malulugi at magsasara kaagad ang business mo. I realized that it's wrong to want passive income because you're tired of working already. And the proper reason why you should build passive income is because you know that you cannot work for money forever. That you'll grow old, your skills and knowledge will become outdated, or your priorities in life could change. Ang passive income ay hindi para sa mga tinatamad ng magtrabaho. Ito ay para sa mga taong naiintindihan ang katotohanan na hindi natin kayang magtrabaho habang buhay. Active income is when you work for the money, while passive income is when money works for you. These are the most popular terms used to describe income. However, there is an alternate term for these two types of income, which I like better. Linear income and residual income. Active income is a linear type of income. You work, then you get paid, and then the process stops. Meanwhile, passive income is similar to residual income wherein you work, then you get paid, but then the process can repeat itself on its own, which allows you to get paid over and over again without necessarily doing more or additional work. Mas gusto ko ang concept na ito kasi mas realistic siya para sa akin. Having a job or being a freelancer, it earns you linear income. You get paid only once for the work that you'll do. Meanwhile, building an investment portfolio or running a business or managing a rental property, these earn you residual income. You need to work first. In fact, matrabaho siya gawin sa umpisa. Pero kapag nagawa mo siya ng tama, it can make you money again and again. At habang tumatagal, the less work they require from you. Ang residual income, mas madalas ang tawag ko dito ay semi-passive income. And semi-passive income opportunities in exchange for hard work at the beginning can give you as much as you would normally earn from a source of active income, and sometimes even more. That's why after many years of obsessing about passive income, I finally came to a conclusion. Creating passive income is good, but it's easier and smarter to instead look for opportunities to earn residual income. This mindset is better, more achievable, and more importantly, it doesn't discount or remove hard work, which is and will always be an essential part of financial success. Let's Lastly, I believe that there's a trap that people fall into whenever they first learn about the power of passive income. And that trap is they begin to give active income the least priority in their lives. This is obviously a mistake. Oo, lahat tayo gusto natin ng passive income. Pero hindi ibig sabihin nito ay wala nang kwenta o halaga ang active income. Yes, passive income is desirable. We all want it. But the reality is, we need active income to pay for our present costs of living. Katulad ng nangyari sa akin at sa kaibigan ko, I've seen people who lost interest in giving their best at work because their minds are always busy with finding passive income opportunities. It's good that you're trying to build passive income, but remember that success doesn't happen overnight. And in the meantime, you do have bills to pay. Again, contrary to what most people think, building passive income requires a lot of hard work. And its purpose is not really to replace your active income, but to prepare you financially when that time comes when you cannot work anymore. Yung kaibigan ko na nagpahiram sa akin ng librong Rich Dad Poor Dad, he's now an executive for a multinational company. He owns 2 rental properties. He's also a silent business partner in his brother's company. And he owns a diversified portfolio of paper assets or investments. He's not obsessed about creating passive income anymore, but he's aware that it's important to have them. Katulad ko, may mga negosyo at investments ako na nagbibigay sa akin ng passive income. Well, to be more accurate, nagbibigay sa akin ng residual income. Pero nagtatrabaho pa rin ako dahil kaya ko pa naman, and more importantly, it gives me self-fulfillment, a sense of purpose which is something beyond simply earning money. Yes, passive income is important, but living your life and appreciating the value of work is what matters more. And that's the end of our episode. I hope you enjoyed it and thank you for listening. Kung may natutunan kayo today, then please follow or subscribe to The 80%. At i-invite nyo na rin yung mga friends nyo to listen to our podcast. For comments and suggestions, you can go and visit our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. This is Fitz Villafuerte. See you again next week. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.